This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli police used water cannons to disperse protesters in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Monday. Demonstrators took to the streets in their thousands as Parliament ratified the first bill of a judicial overhaul sought by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after last-gasp compromise efforts collapsed and failed to ease a constitutional crisis that has been convulsing the country for months. Demonstrations against the amendment began early in the day with police dragging away protesters who had changed themselves to post and blocked the road outside of Parliament. The American-led UN command says it has started a conversation with North Korea about a U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea last week. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. has been trying to contact North Korea about Private Travis King.
We have relayed messages through multiple channels to the DPRK that the individual crossed on his own, and we want him returned quickly, and we want him to be returned safely.
King crossed the border during a tour of Panmunjom while he was supposed to be heading to Fort Bliss, Texas, following his release from prison in South Korea on an assault conviction. Analysts say North Korea may wait weeks or even months to provide meaningful information about King to maximize leverage. Ed Donahue, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on Russia on Monday to return to a deal allowing the safe Black Sea export of Ukrainian grain in line with a proposal he made to President Vladimir Putin. Russia quit the agreement a week ago, saying that demands to improve its own food and fertilizer exports had not been met, and that not enough Ukraine grain had reached the poorest countries under the Black Sea deal. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility after at least 13 troops were killed and 20 others injured in an attack by a suicide bomber on a military base's academy in Somalia's capital. Analysts say the attack underscores security vulnerabilities in the military's fight against the militants. Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu.
Mahmoud Mohammed Igar is a security analyst at Somali Civic House, a policy research group based in Mogadishu. Igal says Al-Shabaab is confirming to the world that it has infiltrated the military and is even able to sneak dangerous weapons into a military installation. This also underscores its ability to undermine planned military offensive, thus weakening the military operations. Igal says Al-Shabaab seeks to weaken government positions ahead of a second phase operations against the group. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Iraq condemned the burning of a copy of the Quran in front of its embassy in Denmark on Monday and said Danish staff at the embassy in Baghdad had left the country after protests there, while Copenhagen said it had not withdrawn from Iraq. Demonstrations have raged across Iran and Iraq after Denmark and Sweden allowed the burning of the Quran under rules protecting free speech. Two anti-Islam protesters set fire to a copy of Islam's holy book in front of the Iraqi embassy in the Danish capital on Monday. Denmark's foreign minister said he condemned the Quran burning. Over 10 people have been killed after a roof collapsed at a middle school gymnasium in China. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The incident happened in the city of Qichihar, in China's far northeast. China's Xinhua news agency said the likely cause of the tragedy was construction work on the roof. Workers had stored materials there that absorbed rainwater. Social media carried footage of angry parents complaining about what they said was a lack of communication from authorities. Construction and industrial accidents are regular occurrences in China, largely resulting from corruption or a lack of diligence on the part of local government agencies. I'm Karen Chamas.
Italian officials held crisis talks Monday on how to manage blackouts in Sicily that have left hundreds of thousands of people without electricity and water for days during a searing heat wave. A heat wave that baked swaths of southern Europe last week has yet to ease in Sicily, where the local civil protection agency reported a temperature of 47.6 degrees Celsius on Monday. Download the VOA mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.